Genesis chapter 28. Jacob receives Isaac's blessing and a recommendation not to take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. As Abraham saw a wife for his son Isaac among the kindred in the land from which he had come from, so Isaac wanted Jacob to seek a wife from among his kindred. This time, it wasn't a service with his caravan. The situation was different now. As a result of his deception of Esau, Jacob had to flee from his brother, Esau. Isaac gives him the blessing. Jacob sets out on his long journey and stops to rest, putting a stone for a pillow. God reveals himself to Jacob in a dream. When he wakes up, he makes a spectacular discovery, and God is in this place, truly. And I didn't even know it. What a privilege it is to be able to discover that God is in our midst, and we enjoy his presence regardless of where we are. Back to the story. Despite his awesome encounter, Jacob shows his lack of spiritual maturity by trying to haggle with God. God is sovereign, and we should not try to negotiate with him. We cannot manipulate God with tithes or promises. Still, it was worth spending the night at the Bethel. It's God's house and heaven's gate. It's within your reach, and it's much closer than you think. Never let the presence of a storm cause you to doubt the presence of God.